like to welcome everyone to the Cattlemen's College. This session, in case you're in the wrong place, we need to know it now. This is the Bull Selection Genetics for Cowboys session, which is PR 103, and hopefully you're all strapped in for the next 2.5 hours or so to go through some fun exercises. Before we get started here, I want to ask a question. Does everyone have an electronic polling device, that little black keypad? Is there anyone that doesn't have one? We want you to be just like New Hampshire so you can vote whether you're Democrat or Republican or independent. We want you to be able to vote. Anybody? Now, the other thing I'd like to ask you, if I can borrow yours, Keith, does everyone have a handout? This brown handout that's labeled Bull Selection Genetic for Cowboys. The one on repro won't work. Oh, they're out of them. Well, that's a good problem to have. Well, you might want to share with your neighbor then, because you're going to need to be able to look at the material in there for sure. Okay, we got everybody well supplied, well equipped, and everybody went to the bathroom, right? So you can stand to be in here for a while. That's important. If you have to leave, I understand. We're probably going to work, as we work through the session this morning, this is very much a hands-on work-type session. So when we get into some of the work modes, if you need to get up and get a cup of coffee or do something else that's of necessary biological need, don't worry about it. Just step out and do that, okay? We're going to run this fairly loose in its structure. So I just want to give you that as an idea. We may, if time works, have a formal break, but we may not, okay? Well, I want to get started. If I can get my co-host up here, we want to get started here so we can get things underway. We're very pleased to have a great group of people to work with, and I want to call on my co-host Tom Field to do a little bit on the introduction side, and then we'll get the ball rolling on your session here. So, Tom?
Well, it's good to be with everybody this morning, and hope we have a productive session. The key thing today is that this will be audience participation. This will not function well if we don't all engage, and so that's rule one. One other quick thing before I forget to say it. The fellows who own these would like to have them back when we're done today. And so Eric over here has asked that you take the Cub Scout pledge and that you promise to give it back, because it's programmed to explode about 2 o'clock this afternoon, so you want to give it back so we know where to find them first.
And I doubt that you have any real function for that at home.
It will not work on a big screen TV. You can't shut off children with it. I've tried. It doesn't work. Dr. Strobing and I are only here really as facilitators. We're not here as experts. We've got two experts with us to keep us on track. And every time you've got college guys involved, we all know what? You've immediately got to ramp up the bullshit meter. Right? Well, we all know that. And so even Daryl and I, so we've got the two guys controlling the meter down here in Bob Prosser and Keith Long. I want to just introduce them. Bob, if you'd stand up. This is Bob Prosser. He and his wife, Judy, and their sons, Warren and Spencer, run the Barkey Bar Ranch, which is spread out over a good portion of northern Arizona. Their winter headquarters at Meteor Crater, just down the road from Winslow. Involved in the commercial and seed stock business, functioning in a high desert environment. Also in the turf grass business, produced replacement females for other customers, very active in both Angus and Guilty cattle, as well as the production of balancer cattle, and I think you'll find Bob's insight valuable to us today. Keith Long is at the Bell Ranch in northeast New Mexico. Many of you are familiar with the Bell. large enterprise, 5,000 cows at that outfit. Keith is the seed stock manager and also been very active in the formation and development of a genetic evaluation consortium nationwide to improve genetic evaluation of beef cattle. Both these guys and their enterprises are data-driven. They are genetically driven, and they are driven to produce information as a source of value, not only for their own ranches, but to their customers, and that's why they've been asked to be here with us. Dr. Strobreen, many of you know, but is the extension specialist in Iowa, been at Iowa State. You're 32 this year, been there about 3 years. He's just started in his career, young
just
guy.
Just getting started, yep.
And so we're happy to have him here. I'm Tom Field, and I'm from Colorado State University in Fort Collins, and I'll be taking the blame for anything that goes wrong as the day progresses.
Did we drop the volume too low on the PA? Our technician went because I thought we were getting a little feedback, and he may have went a little too low. Are you able to hear me at all? Okay. But, Tom, you're having a little difficulty off of that handheld mic. Okay. Now, we'll see if we can adjust that as we go along here. Well, we don't want to belabor here too long because this is going to take some time. This is a hands-on session. I want to warn you that you, in particular, are going to be very actively involved today in putting some things together in relationship to breeding decisions and that type of thing. So if you came to sit here and take a nap, be aware that you're probably not going to get that accomplished this morning. As Tom indicated, we really want total participation from the audience, and especially later on, we really want your interaction because one of the things that we found we can really learn from one another. We did this session a year ago at Nashville, and I mean to tell you, it was a lot of fun, and I think people had a great time, and we've put a couple new wrinkles in it this year. Hopefully, it'll make it even a little more fun. Today, you're going to work with some real farm, ranch-type situations, case studies, if you will, that hopefully you'll be able to dig into and have a little fun with. We want to tell you that today, you're going to be working as a genetic consultant, but also as you're doing that, think about your own operation and maybe what you might want to try to get done in relationship to putting yourself into a position so that you can do a real good job with making decisions on your genetics. You're going to be putting that into bull selection decisions today, which you'll have, I think, a lot of fun doing. And by and large, we're not going to preach today. That is not that's not going to be in the mode, we hope, right, Ivan? He's already grinning. So that's we're not going to preach to you today. Now, Bob said don't hold him accountable, though. All right. Just to give you an idea of the agenda that we're going to go through so you kind of have a roadmap, if you will. First of all, our short introduction and to the workout session that you're going to have here today. Then we're going to immediately get you into the first case study, kind of as a warm-up, very quick warm-up for you. You're going to be using the polling devices, which is that little gray box that everybody was given. So hopefully we can have a little fun, but also we get instantaneous feedback in relationship to you as the audience, which is, I think, kind of a neat feature, and that's a new element that we were able to add to this thanks to Pfizer Animal Health. And without a lot of help from Pfizer, some of these neat things wouldn't be possible. So we really appreciate their contribution to Cattlemen's College. Of course, we'll have some discussion on that. Then very quickly, we'll go into case two, and that's where the meat really gets to start to roll here because we have a fairly detailed case for you to work through, look at, and hopefully get some things decided. We'll poll you on that case as well, and we'll have the questions up here on screen that you'll be voting on. Then finally, we'll do some discussion and a lot of things in relationship to analysis and the bull selection process and why you did what you did, and also what our expert panel might have from an input standpoint as well. We'd like to encourage you to work in groups. We really would like to see you work in groups if at all possible, mainly because I think it will stimulate you in relationship to figuring out what might be some of the problems in relationship to each of these case studies. So try to choose up partners or even three or four of you work together. but you're all going to be able to be polled. Every one of you should have that gray box, so you'll be able to use that. So just because you have differences of opinion on the case study, you'll be able to express that as we go through the polling of this particular one. So try to work in groups if you can. Want to orient you very quickly to the packet that is there, because you're going to be digging into the packet immensely. So I want to introduce you to that. So if everybody grabs their handout material, there's several pages in there, and you will be going through all of them. The first one that's on there is strictly there for a reference piece is an explanation of EPDs. Some of you need no explanation. Some of you might need some explanation. We captured one of the informational pieces on the bulls, put that in there, and then below that you'll see an explanation on the various EPDs. We tried to do it very, very succinctly, so it's not very, very long. You should be able to refer to that. And if you have questions, that's what Bob, Keith, Tom, and I are here for, is as you work through the case studies. If you have questions on that, we'll be wandering around the room, and we can answer questions as we go through that. And if one particular question seems to be a major concern, we've got Sally Dolezal in the back that can help explain everything. So we're in really great shape here today. The other item, which is the second page of your sheet, of your handout, excuse me, is what we call a scoring tool or a benchmarking worksheet. And we think that you will find that as fairly useful in relationship to analyzing these case studies. So keep that one at hand. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but just to give you an idea of what it is. Basically, you're in a situation where you've got three different trait areas: reproduction, production, and then the product one is at the bottom. What that will allow you to do as you go through and look at the case studies, you'll find that in the middle you have an area to put down what the herd averages are for several different traits. You'll probably want to analyze that case study, write a number down in there so you know what the case is doing in relationship to these different performance attributes. Then you can find out, is this herd average, which is the middle column, are they below average or are they better than average in relationship to a trait? I think you'll find that it might help you come up with what the bottom items are. And one of the things that you'll want to do as you go through the cases is you'll want to come up with what are the big three items that this herd should concentrate on in the next 2 to 4 years. And I'm telling you, you better do that, because you're going to get polled on that. You're going to be voting on that, okay? So do that so you have a logical answer. And when we get to that polling thing, Tom and I will do our best to help you out on that. So this sheet is fairly important in relationship to coming up with those bottom three. Then the next part of your handout is the actual case study write-ups. And I think they're segregated. There's a page that kind of separates the case studies. This just gives you just a piece of the case one. Of course, you're going to be needing to read those and analyze those and look at benchmarking so you can come up with some of the answers. But just, again, want to orient you to what's there in your packet. And then towards the end of the packet, for case two, we will be going through a bull selection exercise, and there is a bull catalog in the back of your catalog, and it's called the Beanfield Genetics Program. Beanfield. And so we'll be going through that, and you'll be utilizing that as well. We're not going to spend any time on that, but I want you to know that there's 10 bulls in there that you'll be using in your selection process. And then also something in that catalog that might help you in relationship to your bull sorts. The very last page of that bull catalog is the percentile tables from the American Gelby Association. And all of the bulls that you're going to be selecting today are going to be from the Gelby breed. Okay? So the percentile tables for non-parent bulls, the bull catalog you're looking at are all yearling bulls. and they're all low accuracy bulls, so we didn't put the accuracy on the EBDs. But they're all yearling bulls with fairly low accuracy. Okay? So that kind of orients you with at least what you have in your packet that we'll be going through today. And I guess that's, Tom, that's really all I have in relationship to that. We might want to see if we can figure out how to poll these folks. Eric, are you in a position where you can switch? And Tom, you want to go through the polling?
Okay. That works. What we want to do is be able to allow you to participate in terms of voting in a blind way, so that we can just accumulate information and try to get a quick sense of where people would. That baby just isn't going. Okay, we'll want to collect data from you, and then that will give us a basis for discussion. What you're going to find out as we go through the day, sort of like the national championship in football, there is not always a right answer. There is not always one answer, and there's not always one solution to a question. But as a practice tool, we actually want to find out what this group thinks, who should have won the national championship. And I apologize to everybody from schools who are not represented up here who still think you should have won. Colorado State, we still think we won it all. Because we did beat the team that beat USC, and so we're all fired up about that. You will have a time limit, and 10 seconds is what we're going to run on each question. And you can punch buttons to your heart's content to the end of that 10 seconds. The last thing you punch when that clock goes to zero is what the computer will recognize. If you punch right off the bat one answer and leave it alone, that's what the computer will recognize, and then we'll be able to statistically show what you've got. So all you have to do is punch, in this case, if you like the Tigers, you punch one. If you are more of a Southern Cal fan, you punch two. And we really do want, if this comes up 0-0, we're going to know there are no college football fans in here, but I do know Tom Core is here, so we'll get at least one answer on this. So let's just put time in and make your choice. We've got punch either one or two, and we'll see what you guys think. Got about 5 seconds left. Okay, and that's time. There you have it. I mean,
it would appear to me we have more Southerners in here, maybe, Tom. That might be part of the deal. I thought Joe punched it 18 times. No, just 10.
Cora is still trying to get it to say Kansas State.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. This is just to help us understand a little bit about who all's in the room. And so if you are a seed stock producer for S1, cow-calf 2, stocker 3, feeder 4, Alliance branded product, 5 on 6 allied industries, 7 other, and just take your primary focus. I know some of you represent multiple sectors, and so let's set time in and punch in your numbers for which of these segments you're in.
Vote now. And vote off.
Okay, there's your distribution. Predominantly cow-calf producers and their seed stock suppliers are who are with us. Nobody chose to be another, so that's good.
We can be there.
We're there.
We can be there.
Okay.
Allied industry was 6%. So you understand what kind of what we're going to do here and how that deal works?
Let's run to that next couple real quick and just get those in. Now, this is just so we know a little bit about where you're from. So if you would just click on the associated number with the region represented by the map of where you're from. Let's go ahead and put time in. And
uh, Tom, I think the one thing I'm learning, 10 seconds goes pretty quick.
You got to decide.
You can't lollygag around in here. All right.
Pretty uniform distribution. Not surprising, Region 6 would be high. But we're so lots of regional variation here. Now, the case studies, you'll notice, are going to be very regional specific. They'll be specific to geographical sites. And we apologize for anybody's region that we left out. But, again, remember, you're operating as a consultant to those organizations. Next one real quick. I also want to just get an idea about the scope or the distribution, the scope of enterprises here. So how many bullets did you purchase or assist clients with last year? One would be none, two, one to five, three, six to 10, four, 11 to 25, five, more than 25. So we'll start the time on that. Okay, so we have a relatively uniform distribution, but a fair representation from people who are influencing a fairly high number of bull selection decisions. So I think that'll add some value to what we have to do today. So anyway, now you're oriented to that deal, and Darryl, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, you know how that's going to work. We'll have a little more pertinent questions here in a little while. But now it's time we want to put you to work. And the one thing we want to do here is go to case study one. Again, we encourage you. I'm not going to sit here and lecture at you, all right? We're going to encourage you to work together, and then we'll go through that. So case study one is what you're going to be working with here. We have a short video clip of this herd. So we're going to show you a video clip of this herd. So you have a chance to look at that. Not sure it's going to have a big bearing on your thought processes, but some it does. So with that, we're going to do a little equipment switch up here, or a switching deal, and we're going to show you the video clip that goes with case one, and then we're going to turn you loose, okay? So guys, let's roll that video. And I'll tell you a little bit about it as we go through it. Bob, let me borrow your handout here. As you might surmise, this is an Iowa herd, so it has nothing to do with you in this region here, but you're the consultant. You got to be variable in relationship to what you can handle, all right? You go all over the country, so you've got to help. This is a southern Iowa cow-calf operation, and you'll read all the particulars here. Not a real big herd, to say the least, but basically an Angus Simmental-based cow herd that is comprised of cows that are a quarter to three-eighths blood Simmental, and then the rest would be Angus, okay? This is a spring calving herd that has been using those bulls about every, they'll switch breeds of bulls about every 3 years is how they've been working that system, using black Simmentals and black Angus cattle. Moderate frame type cattle. You'll want to pay attention as you analyze this and look at the case study write-up in here. It has a situation statement and you know, what are the goals of this operation. That should be relatively important in relationship to how you evaluate this case and also what you think maybe ought to be the one or two, three big items that this herd needs to work on. Again, keep in mind as you go through the case study and read this, and you should be able to do this fairly rapid because it is only one page of material, you'll want to look and think about your scoring tool, your benchmarking tool as you read through this. Well, they were getting some more reproduced. I can't answer if they're out there yet. You might want to look on with the neighbors until those arrive. This video was taken towards the end of September, just to give you the time frame on when this video was taken. And that's it. You can go ahead and turn it off. Okay, if we can get the lights back up. And it's time for y'all to go to work and go through that case write-up, do the analysis, the benchmarking. And Tom, probably we're looking at 15 minutes. So in about 15 minutes, we'll be in the phase where you'll want to have those big three items identified. And we'll start with the polling. If you have questions, don't be afraid to raise your hand. We'll come around and do best we can.